Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs is asking for more money in the next state budget, especially in an election year. That's not terribly surprising. But in her request, which her office made public, Hobbs says her budget request for the next fiscal year, quote, aims to correct years of financial mismanagement, end quote. Joining me to talk about what the secretary is asking for and what's behind the seeming rebuke of her predecessor is Andrew Oxford. He covers the state legislature for the Arizona Republic. And Andrew, first off, what exactly is Secretary Hobbs asking for?
Yeah, so she is going to need, obviously, some money to run next year's election, right? We've got a primary and a general all falling into one budget year. So that's going to take some resources. This is the point when state agencies are kind of making their pitch to the governor saying, hey, you know, we need money for this, that, and the other. And it's usually a pretty dry process. That made the secretary's request kind of a spicy meatball, really, among all of these different requests, because she was pretty blunt in her letter that she views this request as a course correction. This is how she put it, a course correction for an office that has experienced severe mismanagement and irresponsible oversight of public resources for years. So that's obviously a swipe at her predecessor. She doesn't name her, but her predecessor, Michelle Reagan, a Republican who lost last year's primary. And she's arguing that she not only needs funds to cover the cost of next year's elections, but also to make some improvements that have fallen by the wayside over the years.
Now, it's not uncommon for the Secretary of State's office to get a little bit of extra money, or maybe more than a little bit of extra money, in an election year, understanding that, especially in a presidential election, there are extra elections to run. Now, is she asking for more money than has been given to that office for past elections?
That's right. So for the fiscal year that begins in July, she's asking for $28 million. The last presidential election we had, the Secretary of State's office, I believe, was budgeted around $24 million. So this is an increase. And so, you know, there are about $5.2 million she's asking for in election expenses. And then there are other things, though. She wants a $2 million increase in the office's general operating budget to take care of a number of things. She said that there were pay disparities, for example, among staff when she took office, and she wants to remedy that. And then there's a request, too, for about $4.2 million for one-time expenses. And that includes things like IT upgrades. The Secretary of State's office had a cybersecurity review last year done by an outside consultant, and that came back with a number of findings. That is something that certainly secretaries of state around the country have talked about as a priority, and Hobbs argued that taking care of cybersecurity measures here should be a priority for the state heading into the next election.
So you reference that this process of state agencies making their budget requests of the governor at this time of year as a fairly dry process. Do we have any sense of why Katie Hobbs felt the need to release this and release it in the way that she did in terms of taking sort of a swipe at her predecessor?
Well, I mean, Hobbs has been critical of Reagan's management of the office in the past. But, you know, of course, this is also politics, right? Hobbs is a Democrat. She came to office promising a different way of running the state's elections than Reagan. So this all comes against that partisan backdrop, right?
One of the other things that Secretary Hobbs was fairly critical of was a contract that her predecessor, Michelle Reagan, signed dealing with data storage. What's the story with that?
That's right. So this is another very unglamorous job the Secretary of State has, but she's responsible for storing the state's records. If you know, the corrections department has files on inmates, they go in a box and then they go to a warehouse somewhere, right? And you know, for a few decades, all of these documents were kept in a warehouse just a few blocks from the Capitol. It was run by the Secretary of State's office, and you know, it was a pretty self-sustained operation. Basically, the agencies that put records with the Secretary of State's office paid a fee based on each box, and it kind of went from there, right? In 2017, under Reagan, the Secretary of State's office contracted with Iron Mountain, a private company, to begin storing those documents in its warehouses around the state. At the time, Reagan touted this as a public-private partnership that was going to save money. I actually haven't really heard any complaints about the work that Iron Mountain's doing. It's a big company, does this for a lot of corporations and governments. But it appears that this isn't saving money. The state is actually facing mounting bills from Iron Mountain, and now the Secretary of State's office says, you know, it's going to have to find some way of coming up with money to meet all these bills. The money that state agencies are paying into a fund to manage all of these records isn't going to cut it next year.
So has the former Secretary of State, Michelle Reagan, said anything about any of these issues that Katie Hobbs has brought up?
I haven't heard from her about the Secretary of State's budget request, actually. She hasn't called me back, but I did talk to her about the warehouse deal. She said that she actually wasn't really familiar with the details of the deal. She wasn't intimately involved in that process. So I haven't gotten a great answer exactly as to why this was supposed to be a money-saving proposition for the state of Arizona, but it certainly left Hobbs in a weird position. Iron Mountain's got about maybe a quarter million boxes of state documents somewhere, and so we're going to have to figure out whether we keep paying for that, whether we pay to get all those documents back. We'll find out.
All right, that's Andrew Oxford. He covers the state legislature for the Arizona Republic. Andrew, thanks a lot.
Thanks.